All right, we go weiter now on Kuf Mem Zayin, the Midah of Gvura, of the inner strength, Midah of Gvura, telling us why it's so important to have inner strength, and sometimes we have the Midah of shame, we're too embarrassed, it really prevents us from reaching our maximum heights in Avodat Hashem. V'od, Habayshan, v'od. Habayshan Einu Lo Meid Karoi. Somebody who's always embarrassed can't learn properly. Kamo Shemru Chazal Lo Habayshan Lamed. It says in Avos, the embarrassed person doesn't learn. V'hu Mishnei Tamim. Two reasons. Echad, Shemitbayish Milish Ol HaSheelos HaChashuvos Etzlo. He's too embarrassed to ask the questions that are so important to him. Ben Bahavana Salimud, whether understanding what he's learning. Ben Pepiske Hora, learning Psak Halacha. Ben Bahashkafu Musr or Shkafu Musr. Somebody who's embarrassed, doesn't ask his Rebbe, doesn't ask the big people, he'll never learn, he'll never gain. Oh, I don't want to ask, I don't want to bother them. That's not the Jewish approach. We got to ask. That's what Rebbeim are there for. That's what teachers are there for, to teach, to educate, to love. If you don't ask, you're only hurting yourself. Vasheni, Shenimne Melit Kasher L'Rabosav L'Gdoli Yisrael. Somebody who's too shameful, he never connects himself to great Rabbanim, to great Gedolim. Because he's too scared. Obviously, got to do it with yira and respect. But that's the beauty of Yiddishkeit. Our heroes, our gedolim, they want the kesher. They want to speak to us. They want to love and guide us. They're not celebrities that we can't have any access to. Chas v'sholom. They're there to be manhigi Yisrael, to guide and to lead and direct Klal Yisrael. Our best is to connect to these talmidei chachamim and tzaddikim and gedolim to the best of our ability.
There
are those people who are not embarrassed, who are not scared, and they were zocha now to cling to great Talmidei Chachamim and great Gedolim. Alkein, sarich adam largil tatzmo lasot kenegativo. Person has to go against his nature. Liot chazak v'shalim b'avodas Hashem, to be strong and complete in his avodas Hashem. L'mashal. Kasher holeich lechatuna uviyachal tolakei mitzvah simchas chasim v'kala lirkob b'fnehem. Great example. You're at a wedding and you have the opportunity to bring simcha and joy to the kala, the chasin and kala. Yitgaber latzmo v'yikpots leemsa igul uvekach yizache lisameh chasim v'kala. What should you do? Jump in the middle. Go crazy. Go wild. Make them happy. Our shame, our busha, prevents us from doing a tremendous mitzvah, making a chasin and kala happy. Get on there and go down and boogie. Get down, go for it, because it's a tremendous mitzvah. We get scared. We hide behind the person until Kate Samarakdin's over. Get in there. V'chein adam ha'mefache mutpalel l'fnei ha'amud. Somebody's scared to be chazin or l'drosh b'fnei ha'rabim to give a dvar Torah in front of everybody. Sarich litgaber al midosav. He has to strengthen himself. Lishbor mashalod lishavar adhena, to break what's not been broken yet. V'cheinim orich baleir, if somebody new comes to your town, yitain lo shalom, afim hu baishan, make peace with him. Say, how you doing? A new person, visit him. Oh, I'm too scared, I'm too shy. No, push yourself, go for it. Make him feel comfortable, show him the love. We have to get out of our comfort level. That's where does real growth occur? When it's uncomfortable, when it's difficult, when we have to stretch, that's when we grow. If it's natural for us, shkoyach, then we're just using our natural ability. Real growth comes when it's uncomfortable. I gotta schwitz, I gotta grind, I gotta go out of my comfort zone. I gotta go up to that person who's new to the school, to the shul, to the camp, and ask him what's up, and say, how you doing? I need to dance Ketzah Meraktim, I need to give the Dvar Torah, I need to daven for the Amud. Because that's where real growth happens, that's where Gvura kicks in. We overcome our natural limitations and reach godless. Kol echad yesh lo pachadim shonim. Everybody has different fears. Va'ikar shelo liot sagor v'chavush mechamas otam pachadim. The main thing is not to be closed off and to be imprisoned because of these fears. Shehem be'emes pachadim medumamim. Because in reality, they're just illusions. Rak litgaber aleim. But rather, we have to strengthen ourselves over them. V'achar pamim mu'atim yireh shelo yifached od milasos hadvarim hanechonim. And after a few times, we custom ourselves and we see we shouldn't be scared anymore from doing the right thing, from going up to that person, from giving the shir, davening for the amud, starting a chesed organization. Oh, what's the people going to say? Oh, what's going to be? We'll miskaber over the busha and do it time and time again. We'll realize this is the ratzon Hashem. And it becomes something that we realize is the right thing to do. And we have the strength to do it more and more. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah. Kol echad melei kochos. Every person's filled with tremendous kochos. It's so beautiful. Fear is what holds a person back from greatness. I'm too scared. What will my friends say? What will my family say? What am I going to look like? Let's say I fail. Let's say I don't look good. Let's say, what's going to be my image? What's going to be there? What's my social status? All these fears are just illusions and prevent us from reaching our true potential. They're just things that hold us back. They're illusions. They're not emistic. It's the Yetzer Hara gripping us, making us prisoners in our own minds, not allowing us to untap all of our true potential. Ve'ezeh bracha v'simcha hi l'adam lishtachrer atzmo mechevlei habarzel medamim. What a bracha, what a joy when a person is able to free himself from those iron chains, those imaginary, illusionary iron chains. Uv'ezeh yizachel l'cheirus amiti. And that's how he attains true freedom. We have Pesach coming up. True freedom is when we're not constrained by our own limitations that we put on ourselves. One more sentence. Milvad zechuso agadol shemavater akvod l'man Hashem. So obviously we get to have great freedom. And more than that, it's a great zechus that we were mevater on our honor for the sake of Hashem. It's not about me. It's about Hashem. It's about Klal Yisrael. What a tremendous zechus. Ve'ein lo kiddush Hashem gadol mezeh. And there's no greater kiddush Hashem greater than this. When we take ourselves out of the picture, it's not about me. Oh, I'm scared. I'm nervous. We remove ourselves. We do it. What does Klal Yisrael need? What does the world need? What would Hashem want? What's the Ratzon Hashem in this time? And when we're misgaber here, that's when we reach true godless. Shkoch gadol chevra.